listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy, Ham.
Ahoy.
Ahoy to you, Jacko.
Ahoy.
Fifth last show of the year as we rocket towards December, which we know...
The penultimate.
Where you have to...
Pent being 5.
Pent being 5, yes.
I wonder if I've stumbled on something there.
Yeah, you may have.
Yeah.
And we all know that everyone has to fast...
Yes.
The podcast, podcast fasting due to
over summer.
Over summer.
Yeah, yeah.
The summer fast. And we'd love to work all the way through.
You can't.
But we get released back to do podcasts March Eve.
March Eve is usually the return. Mm. Who knows? Could it be April Eve this year after a particularly joyful summer where the grasshopper plays and plays on his violin? We are, of course, the grasshopper. Jack, unfortunately, will be the ant going back to work for commercial radio.
Yes.
Some possibly 9 weeks before the podcast returns.
Before we get to something in from Dubai.
I was just
before we get
curious
there.
About Jack's summer.
It's still 6 weeks holiday. It's very good. You can't complain about that.
Oh, mate, no one is ever complaining about the radio workload. A, it's not a job. B, you get tons of time off.
Isn't it funny, though, that Jack was the most anti-commercial radio of the three of us.
He made anti-commercial radio memes.
I still am. I'm just...
And you are now
you
the
struggle
only...
to reconcile it, don't you?
Now he's the only one working in commercial radio. Wow.
Oh, come on. We're still working out today. We're in a commercial radio building.
Not the way I see it.
Nah. But we're sticking it to the man by podcasting, which is the death of radio.
Yeah, not really, because commercial radio is dipping its foot into podcasting. So
only because it's scared.
I think we're all on even ground.
Including Dan from Dubai. This is what he's been up to.
Ahoy, boys. This is Dan from Dubai. I'm not sure how long it's going to take to upload this file
and
reach you via electronic mail. I'm in a hotel resort for the weekend with my family. And your Australian national soccer team is also staying at the same hotel.
Right.
They have turned one of the rooms on the same floor as me for a physio room with a massage table for rubdowns after their intense training. But they have also turned a full suite into a PlayStation FIFA arena with snacks and scoreboard flip charts. I hate to say it, but the FIFA room was always packed and the physio room was pretty empty. Maybe the Socceroos' next international fixture will be played over a PlayStation.
He's got us.
Anyway, cheers, guys. I'm going to go for a rubdown.
Jack, you were miming something there, and I share your suspicions. You. Was that a pre-prepared statement?
It sounded like he was reading it, didn't
but
it?
I'm glad he did.
I'm not even going to him. I'm just saying it was excellently prepared.
Yes.
Had a good three-act structure. Like, it was a well done.
Yeah.
It was well done.
I wonder when the Socceroos' next game is and we may have already been because these come in.
I hope Dan follows
through. Take 3 years to upload.
Yeah, I mean, it probably was buffering. Might have been from 2 World Cups ago. But I hope Dan follows through, because if I was staying at a hotel and there was the international team there, you'd have a go, wouldn't you, of wandering into the physio room, banking on the fact that the physios wouldn't know all the players and not all the players would know all the physios.
Dan would have to look hopefully a lot like... Actually, I don't think you can bank on the fact that the physios don't know the players.
Well,
their job.
That'd be the wish. You just walk in, head down, leap onto the table as fast as you could and go, just calves, thanks.
That's what you need to do. You need to get your confidence. Face in the hole.
Yeah, face in the hole and mumble calves. Coach said just calves.
Okay, we're going to test that at the Carlton Footy Club.
All right,
I'm going to take you in.
Yep.
And while the physio's out, we're going to
I'll go in. I'll wear footy shorts and a hoodie.
Yep.
And I just wander in, head down, jump on the table and go, coach said just calf. See where I get a free calf from. And if this works, jackpot. Hey, can we start the show with this?
Mm.
It's... I think I'm going to get Jack here as the judge, as a decider.
Okay.
Or maybe we can put this online too. Maybe we can let the people decide. Maybe we'll check it up at one of the pipes. Check it up on Instagram. Let's put it on the stories. I think you can vote.
Okay.
Recently, people with iPhones, and that is a lot of our audience actually, we recently got some statistics in. What is it like?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's 80%.
80%. Yeah. 7%. This is hitting a lot of people that are currently on iPhones. And apologies if you're on Android, but I'm sure you're aware of what this is. The new iOS, you can get Memojis, which is like you can make your own face to create like a picture of you, like a cartoon picture of you doing thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever. And you put a bit of effort into making your own Memoji.
Yes.
Andy, you sent me one the other day. Yeah. You've made a little Andy Memoji.
It looks nothing like me though.
Well, it's the best thing
I can do.
Here's the curious thing.
But I look at all my other mates that send them in and they're like, yeah, that looks like them.
Here's the curious thing.
Okay.
I made a Memoji. Yeah. And they're almost identical, the one you made. You sent it to me, I went, that's my Memoji. But there's a few subtle differences. You've given yourself more of a tan. I've obviously given myself a slight beard.
Yep.
And there's brown eyes, blue eyes.
Yeah.
But we have picked the same hairstyle.
Right.
I'll backtrack slightly. My hair I changed because I made my Memoji with brown hair, sent it to my wife who did hers, and hers looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And Zoe goes,
yeah, my girlfriend's looks perfect. Bex looks perfect.
I sent mine to Zoe and Zoe goes, is this you? Said, yeah. She goes, you don't have brown hair. I said, yes, I do. She goes, no, it's a little bit, it's quite grey.
It's very
brown. She goes, not very brown. But you can't salt and pepper it. So I've found.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
I've gone to the black hair and faded it up. Anyway, I've tried the salt and pepper in mine. Jack, come around here. I want you to look at my Memoji versus Andy on my phone. Okay, so this is Andy here.
And that's, you're identical.
We are identical. We've picked the same guys.
Andy is a bit more tan.
Andy has given himself a tan.
Now, which of you looks more like the person?
That's what I want the vote to be. I know neither of these are that close.
No. Yes.
But who's allowed to use this guy and who's got to make some changes?
It's a great question. We've picked exactly the same guy.
Except Andy's is a bit more of an olive skin.
Yep.
All right. Andy, yours doesn't look like you in the least. I can't even really get a familiarity on that.
I thought this hairstyle's not too dissimilar to how my hair can be.
Yeah.
But, I'll be honest, it's a luscious hairline. Let's call spades spades.
But they're not allowing any of those other options.
They give you flat bald, but they don't give you, you'll be bald in 4 years, which I think,
I think it'd be longer than that.
As a 37-year-old man, they don't go, you've begun.
No.
They don't go, it's not obvious, but you've slowly begun.
They don't have curly hair either.
Yeah.
Do you notice that?
Yep.
There's not a lot of options, obviously. Yeah. I would say Hamish's looks more like Hamish from head shape. Andy's got like a very strong, in real life, like a strong cheek and jawline, whereas like it's a roundy face kind of Memoji, and I'm a roundy faced kind of guy as well. Okay. It's not a fat face, it's a roundy face, and the Memoji is more roundy face.
Give me a slightly rounder face.
So that's where I'll award it.
So I have to stand down?
Well, let's put it online. Let's put it up, and I think... I mean, I'm interested to see what people make, the suggestions people make. Do you know what I'd love? If people can make their own.
You can. People can make, you can make any. I made Bex for her.
Ping them in. Ping them in.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd ping them in. Jeez, if you had WhatsApp, that'd be easy. But we don't. So it'll be complicated, but take a screenshot and email it to us.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the best way to ping them in.
That's a great
idea. So chuck it up on Instagram, and I'd love people to go, okay, Ando, these are the changes you need to make. And I'm allowed to say, am I? Or are we calling me the winner? No, let's see. If people make
People can, it would be great if people could make
ping
better
us both
ones.
In.
Yeah.
I think you won, for sure. I think you look more like it. Again,
isn't that amazing that we picked the same guy?
But both can be improved. I think that's...
But we also just picked a generic guy.
I'm going to throw one back at you of someone who sent me one.
Yep.
And you see if here's the reverse thing is like, see if you can identify who it is.
Yeah, great. I mean, if it's Redfoo. Hogs. That's pretty good.
See,
that's a great
Hogs. See, Hogs looks like him.
Yeah.
I don't know how, maybe if you have a stronger beard game and all that kind of stuff, you get a bit of better run at it.
He's lucky there because Hogs is defining feature. Like if we were playing, what's that game where you can't say the word?
Oh, Taboo.
Yeah, is it Taboo? Like it's a board game?
Yeah.
Taboo. Is it Articulate?
Articulate, that's the one. I'd go very small forehead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Hawks's hairline starts two fingers above his eyebrows. Yeah. And so he's lucky that that guy immediately had one of the defining characters.
And Hawks said in the future that he did do once over a beer, that in the future people will sell their foreheads as advertising space. I said, not you, mate.
Yeah. Hawks is looking at absolutely destitute.
Haim, I know I was driving this and I was reluctant to go back to this kind of special skill.
Be careful.
I've told you about it.
Just be careful.
You know the skill. Do you let sleeping dogs lie?
You might.
Or
you might.
Do you wake one up and it does an amazing trick and you go, I'm glad we woke that dog up.
Yeah.
No one's to ball on its nose for ages.
I think my mind is drawn to the Red Bull very high altitude skydive that Felix Baumgartner did. Yeah. Had he not made it, it would have been a bold decision to go again for someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like
he had burnt up in the atmosphere.
We're coming off three dead skydivers and we're going, you know what? You wait till you see this new parachute. So it's wonderful if you can do it. It's a huge leap for humanity. But, history does change the current mindset.
Kayla
past performance should never be indicative of future performance. Always read the PDS. But sometimes your mind can get tricked by past performance.
Agreed. Kayla joins us. Kayla, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys. How are we?
Yeah, great, Kayla. Nervous, but good.
Kayla, you say you can recite the whole of the Little Mermaid movie. All you need is 3 to 4 words, and off you go. To clarify, you think 3 to 4 words, we play that grab, and you can then word perfect pick up the next sentence?
Yep.
It just smells a lot like previous attempts at special skills we've had.
Yes.
We've had a wonderful one.
The Simpsons guy, who was just appalling.
We don't need to mention the Simpsons guy.
He didn't land a single quote from the Simpsons. And then when we said, you just give us a quote, he couldn't think of one.
We basically said, give us an English word.
Yeah.
And he froze.
Sure.
So do you know what you're up against here, where he's now laughing?
We're saying that's not the bar, by the way. The bar's much higher than that.
Yeah. Well, the bar was episode 4 of the podcast. If you have just new to the podcast, you didn't go back to episode 4.
Last year. Right?
Episode 4 in its entirety of 60-odd podcasts we've done so far, whatever.
Yep.
He did stand by his word. He could pick up any film. Kayla thinks you can do it as well. So, Kayla, the way this is going to work, we don't think it's 8 coin worthy, I'm afraid.
Yep.
But you'll get 1 coin.
Did you pitch for an 8, Kayla? Huh. I suppose.
I don't think it's 8 coin worthy.
No, we appreciate that, Kayla. But it's always good negotiations to certainly start high.
So we're going to play you the grab.
Yep.
You are then going to pick it up from 3 or 4 words and say us the next line. We'll go back and hear that to see if you got it right. We will be sticklers.
Andy has, we just having a chat about this off air. Ando has got, 3 grabs.
Mm.
He's demanding 3 out of 3 for a coin. I think that's fair. But the scrutiny will be high. Like, obviously, a breath or a comma or one consonant here or there, if you say, shells instead of shell. Fine. I personally haven't seen Little Mermaid. I wouldn't be surprised if shells feature in it. So that would be fine, but, wholesale words and sentences wrong, I don't think Ando will be able to accept it. Is that fair for everyone?
Yep.
Fair.
Good. Kayla, good luck. Jack, first grab.
Thank you.
Daddy, they're not barbarians.
They are dangerous. I don't want to see my daughter grabbed by some fish eater's hook. I'm 16 years old. I'm not a child. Don't talk to me that way, young lady.
Look, it's very good. Let's have a listen.
Daddy, they're not barbarians.
They're dangerous. Do you think I want to see my youngest daughter snared by some fish eater's hook?
Wasn't word for word, but the vibe was very...
White flag.
It's correct.
It's in, Kyle. I mean, it was I don't want to versus do you think I want to?
Yeah.
Nuance.
Yeah,
nuance. If you were directing the film and the performance was great, you'd be a bit of a stickler of a director to stop down and get a retake for that.
Some fish eater's hook was the key that I was like, that's impressive. You've got that. Okay, grab number 2.
Well done, Kyle.
Doesn't she, Sebastian?
Mm.
Well, it's like they always say, Your Majesty, the children got to be free to lead their own lives.
Have a listen.
Doesn't she, Sebastian?
Well, it's like I always say, Your Majesty. Children got to be free to lead their own lives.
Oh. And even dipping into a bit of Sebastian accent.
Gee, that's very good. That one was word perfect, Kayla.
That's good.
Are you nervous at all?
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound it.
I am very nervous, but I feel like I've been training for this moment since I was two.
Yeah, okay. Grab number three. Good luck.
What a soft shell I'm turning out to be.
Now, Ariel, if you want to be a human, the first thing you got to do is dress like one. Now, let me see.
Okay. Let's have a listen.
What a soft shell I'm turning out to be.
Now, Ariel, I'm telling you, if you want to be a human, the first thing you got to do is dress like one.
She missed.
I'm telling you. And didn't do that New York-y accent. But
it was good.
It hangs in the balance. Ladies and gentlemen, will the judge penalise her for missing the... I'm telling you.
I'm going to give her one more grab.
Oh, okay. We've gone into extra time. It wasn't good enough to win, nor was it bad enough to fail.
It was very good. I just...
It's
a coin out there. I'd love a clean shot.
He wants
shot.
A clean lift.
One more grab. Good luck.
Any sign of them?
Oh, no. Wait.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
Any sign of them?
Not yet, Your Majesty.
It does sound like what I would say on a hope, having not seen the film. Can I try?
Not yet,
Your Majesty. Then when? When will the sea be left in peace? Never. We must learn to live together.
Okay.
I don't mind these humans. Quiet, Sebastian. Let the king think. Here, just because I'm small doesn't mean I don't have the brains in my shells.
No.
I've got it. For the steel.
Let's have a listen.
Any sign of them?
No, Your Majesty. We searched everywhere. We've found no trace of your daughter.
Not yet, Your Majesty. It's no, Your Majesty. I think it was a guess. But again,
I mean, it's actually not bad enough to fail.
So I'm going to give you one more.
I didn't get the steal.
Hamish doesn't get the steal. You got one more, but this one, we have to.
You don't see this in the World Cup.
Good
luck.
We're
going to give you one more penalty.
I was harsh on the first one.
We would prefer Brazil as the home team to win. But if you miss this penalty, it must go to Italy.
I felt I was harsh to go on the first one.
No,
so this one now, I feel like it just wrestling back. Okay, now I'm being fair.
Yeah.
Good luck.
What are you doing?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, madame.
She's right. She's got to have a listen.
Have a listen.
What are you doing?
No, I was just... I'm sorry, madame.
She's done it!
She's got it! Slotted it cleanly.
Kayla, well done. A coin's coming your way, and you definitely know that film.
You made it through two nail-biting time extensions.
My heart's about to jump out of my chest.
Don't.
Well done.
As Sebastian always says, hey, swim and be free, man.
He's not Caribbean.
I think he might be.
Thank you.
No, he's French, isn't he?
Is he Sebastian French or Caribbean, Kayla?
I think he's Caribbean.
Hey, poor man.
I think Hamish confused you because on his last version
I was Italian.
He was Italian.
Sebastian, he travels the world. You got to pin him down. International waters, baby. I mean, this could just be open up the mics and hit the bell straight away here.
Yeah.
It could be the world's fastest ding on the show. And it's all down to you, Jacko. Completely understand if you don't want to discuss it. But can we talk about you going to a holistic dentist? What is a holistic? Because you mentioned before the show, I said, because I was reading some piece of clickbait online about how it was like top 10 exercise tips for this summer or whatever. Yeah. And it was like, because, you know, Jack's done very, very well. He's had a physical transformation over winter. He's now a strong boy. Mm. And one of them was check your stress levels because that interferes with muscle growth. And so I said, just, you know, just because this has been a theme for the last few months, how's your stress levels, Jack? And he was proud to report.
Well, tell us what, tell everybody what you said to us. I mean,
you knew that your stress levels
were
low.
When you were asked the question, it was like the smugness of a goon.
Of a goon.
On Millionaire that knows all the answers. That knows all the answers. And the host has gone, is it A, B, C, or D? And he's just already can't wait to give the answer.
The guy that called his dad to say, I didn't need a lifeline. I just wanted to let you know I'm about to win $1 million. And Annie and I have been in the director's the box when they're filming Millionaire, and you hear the director go, cut to the camera two, really zoom in on the smugness of the goon.
Well, I was smug as a goon because I had just been told by my holistic dentist that I had amazing low levels of stress.
Because
he touched the, what would you call this?
The your jaw muscles.
Yeah, the muscles that hold your jaw together.
Yep.
And he says, people who are stressed clamp their jaw a lot and those muscles will be really tight.
And yours are loosey-goosey.
Those are very loose. You're not stressed, are you? And I said, I'm not really that stressed.
Yeah. Wow. And my question was, what is a holistic dentist? Is it someone that has dodged medical school?
Well, I happened upon him by chance, actually.
Can I ask a question? I have a question about the holistic dentist. Did you find out that on your private health insurance, you had used all the credits up for normal dentists, but there was some sort of like freebie owing or category where you weren't using any of the cap for holistic dentistry?
No, good guess, but I have no dental coverage on my health insurance.
Actually, we should have gone with that.
Bare basics, no extras.
Trust the teeth.
Yeah. So every time I go to the dentist, I have to pay.
Did you only get health insurance because of the levy? You earned enough.
And I don't really even know what I'm covered for. So I just went for total basics.
Because occasionally there's that thing of being like, oh, wow, you get free sneakers for health insurance. Should I be getting sneakers?
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to check up. You got to see what because you could have stuff owing.
I know, but they make it so confusing. They deliberately make it confusing. This is what my holistic dentist was telling me, actually. He was telling me that the health insurance providers deliberately try and be so confusing so you don't know what you're covered for and you use the products less.
Sounds like he's had a falling out. The holistic dentist has had a falling out.
He's very stress-free. So
is he though? Did you touch his jaw?
No, I could tell.
And so what makes him holistic?
Yeah, what's a holistic dentist? How are they different than a normal dentist?
He addresses the whole body.
For your
teeth? No, sorry. Like he...
Where else do you have teeth?
Gee, this big toenail's coming along well. I reckon we keep stiffening that up, and in a few years' time, we can call it a tooth.
No, he says a lot of tooth pain and injuries come from other parts of the body.
You're coming a mile away, mate.
No, come from other parts of the body. Stress is actually a big indicator
for tooth pain.
Yes. And if you're stressed, you release a lot of cortisol into your body.
That's true.
Which can affect the teeth.
Because it causes cavities. Hang on.
So a lot of tooth pain comes from other parts of the body. Is that really his claim?
No, maybe that's how I summarized it. He said from the stress levels and the cortisol being entered into your body.
Clench your teeth more.
Yeah.
Your teeth isn't the only cause of dental damage.
No, you can still, if you don't brush your teeth and you eat sugar, then sure, you can get...
Is he allowed to do cavities?
He's allowed to do everything. Well, I hope he is because...
He's the only dentist you're seeing. Other parts of your body did he touch?
No, he didn't. He wasn't weird.
Okay.
Did you leave on all your clothes for the meaning of the day?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Could you point out on this chart here what bits of you touched and using a red and a green indicator whether or not you're comfortable with that?
Okay, one final question from me.
Not from me.
When you, in his rooms, was there any certificate... or even paper actually, from an official body,
even like coloured cardboard printed out on a home printer.
I can say this: it looked a hell of a lot like a normal dentist. The normal chair, everything,
yep.
Posters on the wall of people's teeth, etc. I don't recall a certificate though.
Okay,
right.
So the real dentist has gone away from holiday.
For any other parts of your health, do you see the holistic version who might not be the actual accredited version?
No.
Do you see a holistic hairdresser?
I didn't even seek out a holistic dentist. I actually went to a normal dentist. Mm. It was closed. And two doors down was the holistic dentist.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I like the show, like the restaurants that open up next to the very popular places where you can't make bookings.
Yeah, so when there's overflow, you go to that one.
Yeah,
you go
to
the holistic
sense.
Dentist.
Yeah. And now will you stick with him?
I will stick with him because he's so stress-free. You should see him. He's got a totally great outlook on life, and I hope that that's rubbing off on me.
It has.
So if I look stressed, remind me to go back to the dentist.
Yeah. We will. And when your teeth start falling out because they haven't received actual dental care, and we know this guy will just be like, man, that's because your teeth are so relaxed, they're just letting go.
Hey, we very rarely look at them, but we got stats.
Yeah, we're flush with stats at the moment.
Stats came in about the podcast. We're so grateful for anyone who listens. And
truly really humbled.
And there's plenty of people from around the world.
A lot of stats on you too, Jacko. Pleasing your time. Yeah, okay. You're trending up.
What was interesting to us was the breakdown of countries.
Yeah.
Right.
It is fascinating.
And how
to see,
many
like,
thousand people are listening in different parts of the world? And we know that
we can't go off the uploads of people sending in their stuff at the start of the show because that's such a small pool of people that can be bothered sitting through the laborious task of the file management.
So we could actually see how many downloads are happening from unique people around the world. Obviously, Australia's a big one. New Zealand's a big player. We nod to them. Canada, America, and Britain all sit in that probably second tier as far as the amount of people.
Nod.
They're going well. And then it gets interesting.
If this was the end of a show and we were like shaking hands afterwards, they're the countries we'd shake a lot of hands with. Like, thanks for your support. Thank you for your support. Thank you for coming out. We're waving at the others up the back, but you know, for the lower levels of, you know, we'd love you, but
if we got together, there was
a
UN like photo.
Yeah,
we'd give them the front seat.
Absolutely,
we'd allow them to sit down, and others would have to be at the back.
But who's right at the bottom? That's what we wanted to know.
We have one listener in Tunisia.
Yeah,
just solitary.
The North African nation of Tunisia.
I didn't know where it was. I had to look it up.
I only know of it because recently someone tried 5 times to change my Netflix password from Tunisia.
Yep.
They were unsuccessful. Mm. But then I got a bunch of missed calls from a Tunisian number.
Yep.
And I sense that some of my data has been sold on the dark web. And I certainly don't think it's our listener.
No.
But someone in Tunisia has taken a particular shine to having my data, which resulted in a bit of an overhaul of security. I kind of wish them the best. I wish them the worst. I wish they would stop. It's not fun. I would urge them to pick softer targets because I hope now the steps we've got in place will make it very, very hard for them to penetrate the wall. However, the idea of finding out who our Tunisian listener is appeals to me greatly because if we have a friend on the ground, perhaps they could spread the word.
Yes.
Circulate all three of our photos.
Yeah. Because
I have heard of this happening from Tunisia before. I think it might be a small hub of cybercrime.
Okay.
So just circulating our photos amongst the cyber criminals to go, let's go a bit easy on these guys. They're trying their best. They're all right.
So the thing is, we can tell if someone downloaded a one-off, but this is a person that is regularly downloading. So we actually believe that it's a real person.
We believe them to be
but we don't know,
interested.
We don't know who the Tunisian is.
No.
And so we put this call out to them today and hopefully they hear our call.
No one knows what he's like. Is he a bald man? Does he drive a sedan? Tunisian guy. No one knows what he's like. Does he like fitness? Would he score high on a beep test? Tunisian guy. We know he streams the podcast and uses Android technology. That's all the info we have about him. It's also likely that he's a she.
That is a good point, but for the purpose of the rest of this song, we'll just go with the fact he's a male.
No one knows what he's like. Could he win a spelling bee? Is he good at karaoke? Tunisian guy. We'd like to know what you like, so email the contact. It'll be easier in WhatsApp. We await your reply.
Ando,
yep.
Before we finish the show today, I need to bring before the finance committee, I mm-hmm. suppose, or the gatekeeper
yep.
to this show, the other gatekeeper being you and gatekeepers, Jack. Mm. I suppose you're the guard with the big axe, and Jack, you're the guy that operates the winch.
Still important. Still important.
Well, yeah. Critical, critical, because yeah. you can also drop it on people's heads. So you can kind of trick them if we're, I'm visiting. Are you all thinking of a medieval castle yeah. with the gate that goes
I
up?
Am now. I didn't know why he had a winch just to open a garden gate just for a while ago.
You don't have a gatekeeper in a family home.
Well,
it's a castle.
Absolutely you do. Have you been to Buckingham Palace? There's two bloody...
That's good a car, it's a palace.
It's a palace.
It's not a family... I mean, well, it's like, technically a family home, but...
It's a garden gate at the front, though. It's just a simple push in,
this is a medieval castle, our show, okay. and you must impress. To try scaling the walls, you won't be able to.
Okay.
You've got to come through the gate,
mm-hmm.
but the gatekeepers need to approve you. Very, very interesting one here.
Can we have a winch sound effect?
Yeah, yeah. Good, good, Jack.
Or a gate coming up because I think
I'd like a winch. Like, okay. you know, that grinding of the metal and the metal, chains.
Yeah, as it, yeah. if you can
could,
work on
you know
that.
What? You could probably go anchor and no one would know.
Yeah, okay. I'll have a look in the meantime.
Thank you, Jacko.
Do you want us to pad for 10 minutes? Because that is traditionally how long it takes to find something in this
It
system.
Might be in next week, like from next yeah, week from next type week. Thing.
I reckon in 5 minutes' time we're getting a witch sound effect. And Jack, they've made it on the show.
But I like
it's more of a next week thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could put it in post, I suppose.
We could.
Could kind of hunt around in post.
Yep. Anyway.
And what are you guys doing for the rest of the day? 4 or 5 hours? Annalise,
mm-hmm.
this would require a fly-in. She's right, in Canberra.
Okay.
She's got amazing skill. Look, I might even get her up on... We might even get her up now to explain
Great,
to her.
Cool.
Annalise, welcome to the Ahoy. Outside of the castle. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy,
Ahoy
Annalise.
Down there.
No, we're face to face. We're just speaking through the gate.
Okay.
It's a
sorry
iron.
Thought
lattice.
I might have been in a crow's nest somewhere, but
no, that okay. would mean you've got an axe. I said you've got an axe.
I'm very good at throwing.
You've got a short range weapon. Sorry about that, Annalise. Someone needs a little brush up on their weapons. You don't have a crossbow. So we're speaking to you through the crosshatch lattice
yep.
of iron that is the gate. You will never penetrate it without our permission. But we're interested in inviting you into the castle.
Yeah.
Here's the skill, Andy. She goes, I've been obsessed with New York since I was little. Although I haven't been there, I've explored Manhattan on Street View so many times that you could drop me anywhere on Street View yeah. and I will know where it is.
Wow.
So are we talking exact street or are we talking like that's Soho, that's, you know, the meatpacking district or whatever?
So what I noticed was like I can drop myself somewhere and I'll be like, oh, I recognize this area. There's like a library down the road. And then I'll walk down the road on Street View and there will be a library.
Right, so you can that go, you know what's nearby.
Awesome.
So you know what's nearby.
Yeah. So that like maybe, know.
All right, that's impressive.
That's equally as impressive.
If we drop you somewhere random in Manhattan and go, what's near here? And you say, up this road, there's a church one block.
Yep.
And you're right. That's very impressive.
And are you talking the whole of Manhattan, Annalise, or just from like, you know...
Under Central Park.
Yeah, once you get above Central Park, it gets...
Now, how's your Harlem's?
So I'd say like below Central Park is probably my strongest point.
Let's go south of Central Park. That's still half Manhattan and where all the action's probably happening. I mean, obviously apologies to Harlem.
Right. Very good chicken shop actually in Harlem. Yeah. Called Red Rooster. Not associated with
yes. So Annalise, I love this. We fly her down. We drop her somewhere.
Yep. And you tell us, you've got to tell us something nearby that's a point of interest and be accurate as to which direction it was in
yep.
and how far away it was. Do you reckon you could do
okay.
that?
I'll give it a crack. I mean, I haven't had much practice recently, but I'll see how it goes.
Well, I'm nervous. We're about to lift the gate.
Did I just see a glimmer of the enemy's tunic under your coat?
I'm just nervous that we're going to spend a lot of money flying you down, Annalise, and you can't do it.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about that, to be honest.
Annalise, knowing how much time and effort is involved flying you down, and obviously we fly down cheap and we don't put anyone up accommodation-wise, but still knowing how much time and effort's involved and then coming on the podcast and then everyone will be hearing it, do you think we should fly you down?
To be honest, no.
No. Close the gate.
Really, the gate remains really appreciate it, Annalise. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
You didn't need that sound effect after all.
Now that's it sounds like a great game that you play with yourself.
Yeah.
But just going off the levels of confidence.
Yep.
We're going to send you 2 tokens of no value for that. That is a
really... Wow.
No, you've really saved everyone. You've saved everyone.
Appreciate that. Annalise, thank you. We'll let you go. Haim, you said you had another bit of business.
Another quick one, Ando. Yeah. Sorry. Another... who doth approach the gate? Sam Morganti. Really straightforward here, Ando. Mm-hmm. Lives locally.
Great.
So it's not a cost situation at all. It's more, are you impressed by this? Sam, what is your special skill? Far away. Tell Ando.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Sam. Man.
I can tell the difference between any cola drink, ranging from Coke down to your home brands.
Wow.
And he's included Postmix in this too.
Really? Okay.
So could you tell the difference between a Postmix Pepsi Max and a Postmix Pepsi?
Oh, you'll do diet, any variety as well?
Yeah, like I could go, Coke's my home ground.
Yep.
Coke
Zero, Diet Coke, Coke, and then...
Yeah, that's easy, yeah.
Yeah, and then
is it easy between Diet Coke and Coke Zero?
Yep.
Great.
Wow. And then if we were then to go, okay, Pepsi and Pepsi Max.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we're throwing in
and what, like RC Cola, home brand cola,
Schweppes Cola.
I'll give those a crack. I think.
Can you get Schweppes Cola still?
I'm not sure.
I don't think you can. I don't think I've ever had Schweppes Cola. I've had a lot of colas.
I reckon that's about 20 years old. Well, you give us your list of 10 now.
10?
Yeah, and we'll pick a few from that list.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, fair enough. But how would we do it? Would we do like... one's Coke and one's Coke Zero, and then I have to pick like that, or would you go, you got to figure out which one this is?
We're not giving you 50-50s.
No, I'm not impressed if you just like, because I think...
did my best.
Yeah, I'd like to see them all lined up.
I'll tell you what.
5 lined up, you taste it and you just go, tell you what, that's Coke Zero.
That's what I want to see. And
Can you do that, Sam? You were on the line, you heard that.
You heard how honest Annalise was.
I could give you the Cokes and the Pepsis. I don't think I could go much better than that. That's completely honest. That's complete honesty.
I really appreciate it. What about this? We do round one, just Cokes and Pepsi and varieties, obviously, we're talking about here, the varietals of those. If you achieve a 4 out of 5 level...
Oh, no, he needs all of them.
No, no, okay, all right. Okay, great. We're figuring it out.
Okay.
If you achieve 5 out of 5, we put you in the car, we blindfold you, we take you into a drive, we take you for a drive, we take you to a drive-thru, we get you a post-mix.
Yep.
We get you a post-mix Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Full-strength Coke. You've got to tell us, did we take you to McDonald's, Hungry Jack's, or anywhere else that uses the Coca-Cola, Subway?
So he can tell the difference between...
That's what you've written. Have you written that down?
So you know a McDonald's Coke against a Hungry Jack's Coke?
I included takeaway drinks in there, yes.
So you know a difference between a Coca-Cola from McDonald's and a Coca-Cola from Hungry Jack's?
Unconfidently, yes.
Well, that's why I'd be willing to put a 7-coin coin against that, Ando.
If we drove him somewhere, can we get...
We don't have a 7-coin. Sorry. Well, we got 7. We give him 7 singles. Sorry. We put an 8-coin coin against that. If he wins his way into that round, he could gamble. He could play on for the 8. And...
We drive him to,
and we go, what fast food is this?
Yeah,
what
why fast do we food have friend? To drive?
So we get it fresh.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying like,
he might see where we go. So we're
blindfolding him.
Blindfolding
and
him.
And we get out of the car. Yeah. So he doesn't know where we are. Yeah. One of us stays in there with him to monitor
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And then the other comes back in the car with the drink and goes, right, what's this? Where right. did we just get this from and what?
I like that.
In fact, it can be Coke or Diet Coke. And you see, you've got to pick Coke or Diet Coke from wherever, whatever yeah. fast food store we've been to.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
Okay, Sam, you're in, miraculously.
You're in and you've got a shot at an eight.
Jack, open the...
open the gate.
Okay, yep.
Good on you, Sammy.
There you go.
There we go. Ooh, really appreciate Annalise's. You know, it's going to be a great ep next week because of the honesty.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.